God bless you guys. It's a blessing to be here, to be asked to come back again and be around brothers and sisters in Christ. I am truly honored, undeserving. God has been so, so good. I just want to give a quick update before we move on. We had homeless ministries last week where 140 people that are addicted, that are living in the streets, that were fed, were prayed for, and were cared for. The reason I say that, because this church is a part of, partners with Urban Hope and helping the people that are out there on the streets, that are living lives, hopeless lives. You know, I had a girl say that she was sexually assaulted while she was just sleeping on the sidewalk. It's sad out there, so we need everyone's prayer. We need everyone's support. And I just want to thank you guys for coming alongside of us and helping us reach the people out there in the streets of Philadelphia. You know, it's in need of a lot of prayer, but God has been doing amazing things. We've been going through a transition there where leaders, you know, the church went down a little bit, and God is restoring His church. He's raising up leaders from within the community to be missionaries and carry their cross and bring the good news to the people in the community. I'm myself one of them that they're pastoring, leading, you know, training for a pastor position, as well as a friend of mine. We'll be going to Indiana, to Detroit, and just shadowing pastors and getting some theology lessons and things like that. So pray as I go through this journey. I don't do it for myself. I do it for the glory of God. So today, I will be coming out of Mark chapter 5, verse 21. I've been praying to God what message to bring. Each and every church is different. Our church is a church that we bring a lot of messages that God puts in our hearts on hope and on relying on God to get you through. So many people are struggling. So many people are broken. We just want to give people hope. But different churches, different areas bring different messages. So this message, I truly believe that God has given me for you guys here. So to God be the glory. Let's just bow our heads and pray before I get started. Lord, I'm come here today, Lord, thanking you, Lord, for you waking us up to an amazing breakfast and an amazing fellowship with brothers and sisters, Lord. But I pray, Lord, that your spirit may fill this place, Lord. If there's any spirit that's not of you, Lord, I pray that you remove it from our midst. Lord, let your spirit lead us. Let us come together as one body in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. So I'm coming out of chapter 5, verse 21. And it just reflects the love that Jesus has for us. And I just wanted to bring that up. So I'll start reading now. Amen. I don't have the page or anything like that. So we're going to go. I'm trusting that you found Mark. And if you're in the Old Testament, see me after service. We're going to get together and we'll fix that. But anyway, Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogues, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. "My little daughter is dying," he said. "Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live." Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she has gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel her body, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling and the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. While he was still speaking to her, messengers arrived from the home of Jairus, the leader of the synagogue. They told him, your daughter is dead. There's no use troubling the teacher now. But Jesus overheard them and said to Jairus, don't be afraid. Just have faith. So I just want to stop there. It's just amazing that you have, and let me go back why so many people was going to Jesus. I think from verses 1 to 20, Jesus had just removed a demon from a man. And it wasn't just one demon. There were many demons. They called it like a legion of demons, you know. So people seen how amazing Jesus was just walking and blessing people by just removing demons, by walking in a way. They just wanted something. It was something about Jesus when he came on the scene that people knew that they wanted a part of it. Now, the story here is that a church leader came because he's representing his daughter. His daughter is sick. She's dying. It doesn't say really what she has, but she's dying. And he comes from the church, the synagogue. He says, man, Jesus, can you come and help me, man? My daughter is dying. And Jesus said, you know what? I will. I'll go with you. And this guy's coming in a desperate time. You know, I can just imagine your child dying and you coming to Jesus like, can you come with me? And he's like, I will. So as Jesus is going, all these people are laying, touching their hands upon him, you know, just excited to be surrounded by the Messiah, by the Savior. But all of them are just excited to be with him. They're just excited to be there. There's no faith, there's nothing behind that, right? Remember that the leader of the church was desperately there because of his daughter. Now you have a woman that's bleeding internally, right? This is two different pictures, two different stories. One is I've been bleeding. I spent all my resources to try to get well. I gave all my money to these doctors. And nothing. I've gotten worse. I've gotten so bad that I lost all of my money. And I'm still dealing with the bleeding internally. Matter of fact, once the money ended, once the money was done, they literally put her like she was in hospice. They literally said, you're incurable. You know why? Because there was no more money coming in. But you know what she needed, right? She needed an encounter with Jesus. She needed to just touch Jesus Christ for her to be healed. There's some things that money can't buy. I'm telling you that right now. There's things that money can't buy. Money can get you some good things in this life, but money can't restore your health. Money can't bring you from where this girl was. The girl died. And the reason I want you to look at both different stories. One had a father representing her to saying, Jesus, come. And then another one was a woman that was desperately, and she was bleeding inside for 12 years. Now think about it. This woman that was bleeding for 12 years, at that time, if you had a disease, you was considered unclean, right? She couldn't be around her family. She couldn't be around any. She didn't have no support group. She was literally cast to the side. If she sat down, that became unclean. If she touched anything, that was unclean. So everything that she was doing was by herself. And for 12 years, she was living like this. Think about it. Bleeding 12 years. Nobody caring for you. You're not having, you wasting all your resources financially and everything, and things not happening your way. Things continue to go downhill. I think that at one point, a woman would say, you know what? Is God even with me? Has God abandoned me? 12 years of suffering. I mean, I want you to look at the story. Sometimes we experience bad things, or we go through bad things in our lives. But it's never because God is not with us. This woman for 12 years lived this way. She never lost. Once she heard that Jesus was walking by, Jesus said, your faith has healed you. And remember, the woman in this story, the woman didn't even have a name. They called her the woman that had bleeding from inside. But I want you to see what Jesus tells her as we go here. Jesus says to her on verse 34, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Praise the name of the Lord. When there's an encounter with Jesus Christ, your suffering will be over. The things that you've been going through will come to an end. I can just share a little bit. I suffered for 38 years apart from Jesus. I was incarcerated for 3 to 5 years apart from Jesus, apart from my family, apart from everything that I've loved. Never understanding why was life so harsh or hard upon my life when I felt like I didn't do anything. You know what I mean? I said, God, where are you? If you are real, show yourself to me. But the thing is I never chased God down like this woman did. She went out. She says, I will not stop. I'm going to trust and have faith in the Lord that he will change my situation, right? And she just reached out and touched him. And then the greatest verse that I get out of this, it says, 30, it says, Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him. So he turned around. For me, that is so awesome. Think about it. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we're brokenhearted. We're at a place that we know that we are going to die. And for Jesus, he felt the heart of the lady. And he turned around. I could just imagine it. It blows me away just to think about it, that the Lord, our Lord that we serve, turned around to this lady and showed her so much grace and love, you know what I mean, by healing her. But he tells her daughter, so he's adopted her at that point. She became part of the family, am I right? First she was called woman, and when she encountered Jesus, it became daughter. That is so awesome. Then if you look at the story about the child, the messenger came and told and said to the leader, why even trouble the teacher? Jesus overheard him and said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just have faith. Then Jesus stopped the crowd and wouldn't let anyone go with him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw much commotion and weeping and wailing. He went inside and asked, why all this commotion and weeping? The child isn't dead. She's only asleep. The crowd laughed at him, but he made them all leave. And he took the girl's father and mother and his three disciples into the room where the girl was lying. Holding her hand, he said to her, Talitha kon, which means little girl, get up. And a girl who was 12 years old immediately stood up and walked around. They were overwhelmed and totally amazed. Jesus gave them strict orders not to tell anyone what had happened. And then he told them to give her something to eat. It's so ironic. The crowd, the very crowd, it says the crowd laughed at him. But he made them all leave then, right? He said, you can go your way. I notice when we come to Jesus, it always says that we come to our knees when we need him. It says every knee shall bow. And on here, not only did the leader bow, when she came to Jesus to say, I'm the one that touched you, she was also on her knees. We come to a Savior on our knees, looking up, saying, God, help me. God, lead me. God, change me. There's many things that go on in our lives. Some of us is health issues. Some of us is financial issues. Some of us is relationship issues. But the bottom line is that Jesus deals with all the issues. He is the counselor that we need. He's the doctor that we need for all the issues. He does it all. And that's all we need. And I think the message here is come to God. Reach out to the Lord. There's no way to heaven but through the Son. These people were, the baby was dying, and the lady was experiencing health issues for 12 years. For 12 years, this lady lived in that condition. Are you living in some type of condition now? It doesn't have to be internal bleeding, but are you living with something inside that's not right? Are you living with something inside that the only thing that can fill that or remove that is the Lord Jesus Christ? Is something not there? Does something need to be removed? I think for me, by losing my kids to the system, to the state correctional system, I've learned to be more obedient to God. I learned to read my word and to say, Lord, I'm a hot mess without you. I need you more than I need the air that I breathe. And I'm just in a very, very, very good place with just understanding that God is saying to me, to each and every one of you, that we need Jesus Christ in our lives today and tomorrow. If there's someone here that's struggling with anything at all, be like this lady that was bleeding. Go run after Jesus. Have faith. He said, your faith has healed you. I want you to chase after Jesus and believe that Jesus can change your situation and your circumstance. Jesus is so good. He gives life. He raises one from the dead and he heals one. Jesus does it all. He is an awesome, awesome God that we serve. And he doesn't judge anyone. I mean, if you're broken, he really just, look at us. I'm here because of Jesus and the blood, right? You guys probably would have never, ever seen me, and I probably would have never seen you guys if it wasn't for Jesus. Isn't he awesome the way that he brings things together? Man, Jesus is an amazing God. So if you're down, you won't be down long if you know who Jesus is. Jesus is so good, and I'm just excited about what he has in store, not only for my life, but for your life. For your life, I want you to understand as a congregation, Jesus says that you are a masterpiece, that you are someone. So if you're here today, you're special. I want you to understand that you are special. No one can take that away from you. Our God, our Creator, made you in his image. You are someone that's very special. And I want you to know that God loves each and every one of you. Don't let no one at all ever tell you that you're not special and that you're not loved by God. I'm here to tell you that you are special. I love each and every one of you, as well as my lovely little wife over there that God has given to me. I still don't know how she loves me, but praise God for that. But I'm just here to say that God loves you. I'm honored to be here. It was a short message, but I think the message that I want you to take is that God heals and he lifts. This child was dead. Everybody laughed at him, gave up. Teacher, don't even go. You know that in the book of Luke, it says that he just said the words and the girl rose. She came to life. But in Mark, it states that he went and he looked at him. He separated himself. He went with his disciple and his mother and his father. And he said she was only asleep. And he raised her from the dead. That's so amazing. God has this power to just give life that no one, no doctor. The other lady spent all of her money on this doctor and she got worse. We had a young lady that my wife and I know. She got sick out of really nowhere. And she kept having these pains in her body. And we took her to Jefferson Hospital in Philadelphia. We took her to Temple Hospital. She went to many hospitals. She was just having this sharp pain in her body. And no doctor was able to heal her. No doctor was able to heal her. And then she had problems with her insurance. Well, guess what happened? She passed away. But by the grace of God, we was always over there praying for her and talking to her. So she did accept Jesus as her Lord and Savior. She did go to service and accept. As a matter of fact, when she passed away, we went to the church that she attended, and the pastor was extremely excited that she at least gave her life over to Christ. But the story was is that when we rely so much on the doctors to extend our lives, we're fooling ourselves. We need to get on our knees and pray, and pray, and pray. So I just want to close in saying, I love you guys. I love when you give me the opportunity to just share for a little bit. Me and my wife has been stressed out. You can see on our hair, we look like a president just getting gray every single day. Like if you see the president, he comes in really strong. And after the first year, he's all gray and run down. And I'm not saying ministry would do that to you, but I'm just saying, you know, there's a lot. Ed Lewis is our spiritual leader down there, and he says, there can be some draining people, dude. There could be some, they won't let you go. So Ed Lewis is awesome that way to say, you know, don't get drained. Always, you know, be fed by the word. Always see God and, you know, and, you know, get into the Word so God can fill you. But I just want to say thank you one more time, and then we're going to pray. And I just, you know, like I said, we're raising support. We're in the early stages of trying to build Urban Hope back again. We are a tool in the toolbox, you know, and I just thank God that he's using people from the community, because God rises all people, Black, Puerto Rican, Philippines. It doesn't matter, you know. So I think if God raises people up in the community, it is awesome. So I'm just so excited, and I thank my brother and sister over there. We was in a bonfire last night. I felt real special. You know what I mean? Got away from the city and was right in front of a fire there. So that was a very, very good night. But I just want to thank you guys. And all you guys are invited to Urban Hope at any time to do some more homeless ministry, to go out into the streets and actually see what you guys are investing in and wise of helping so many women. And remember, out there, there's somebody's daughter, somebody's, you know, son, somebody's father, and somebody's mother. A lot of women lost their kids to DHS. A lot of fathers just lost everything. The people that are out there are in need of Christians, of people that's going to bring light and bring the gospel to that dark place. But I would love to see this church go down and spend a Saturday with us for a couple hours, from like 5 to 7, 5 to 8. The ride from where we're at to here is a little over an hour. It's not too bad. We just received the Hope Mobile. And the Hope Mobile is a truck. It's almost like a box truck that they made. Is broken. Like, they cut it on the side. So what happens is, when we go to these homeless places, we open it up, and there's a stage that we put two speakers. And then we have a big flat screen TV behind it. So as we're talking and giving the testimonies or just listening to worship music, you'll see it on the flat screen TV. And then on the one side, you're able to serve meals and give clothing out. So this vehicle is absolutely amazing. It's actually church on wheels. So when we go down there, we're able to praise God, worship, but also give people hope, you know, bring Jesus right to them. Remember, Jesus came right to where they were, and he met them right where they were at. So that's what we try to do. But I challenge you guys, like I told this young lady over here, you always sit here when I come in. So she smiles, but we're the same way. So my biggest thing, get out of that comfort zone, put your boots on, tie your belt up, and come down to Philadelphia and check it out. I challenge you guys. I'll be there. I'll wait for you. I'll take you around. Our community will embrace you the way that the Lord embraced us. And we'll have fun for that day. I'll connect you to our community, and we'll go to them streets. And you think that you will be impacting someone out there, but I guarantee you, they will be impacting your life. You'll be a changed person once you go out into them streets with me. One day, 4 hours, you let me know. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you in prayer here today, Lord, just thanking you for my brothers and sisters, Lord. I know that this message was short, Lord, but you have given just how we can see your heart, how you rise people from being dead, how you remove sickness from people's lives, Lord. You are just so good to us. You give us different stories. You show us how good you are. You even turned around when that lady that was bleeding inside just was reaching and needing a savior. You turned around and said, daughter, your faith has healed you. Praise God, you're so good to us. So I pray for each and every brother and sister that's here with us here today. I pray that you continue to pour your love onto their lives, Lord. And I pray that some of our brothers and sisters will take me up and meet me down in Philadelphia so we can go and do ministry together the way that you have called us as one body. So I pray all things in Jesus' name. Amen.